Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling with Opinion Research, a private research market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work as volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate,
all the way. Democrat, all the way. Democrat, all the way.
Okay, so you're definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Democrat.
And you say you're Democrat. Okay, thank you so much. Are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
Nationality? Italian.
So would you say white?
Yeah, I'm white. Yeah, that's me.
Thank you. And what is your age, just for demographical purposes?
68.
Thank you so much, sir. And let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say the things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong direction.
Thank you so much. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say taxes, local growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, access and cost of healthcare, abortion, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, crime and public safety, climate and the environment, K-12 education?
All of the above.
All of the above. So if you have to choose the most one, which would be?
Education for the children.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how are you like to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? It would be definitely both. It would be definitely or probably.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I think he's doing a great job. Even everybody keeps saying he's not, but he's doing a great job.
Okay. So would you say that you strongly approve?
Stock market is unbelievable. What?
And would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
And would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. You would now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Ron Rico Smith. Would you say that it's favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know him.
You don't know him. Okay. What about Fentress Driscoll?
Don't know him.
Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or any other?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
I'm definitely voting for Joe Biden.
Thank
Joe
you
Biden
so
and Kamala Harris.
I understand. And now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Driscoll, the Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Would you say definitely, right?
Definitely.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Would be a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community? Which one would be the first one or the second one?
First one.
Thank you, sir. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Got better. I'm on Social Security and I'm on disability, so got way better.
Oh, understand. Appreciate that.
I get COLA.
Understand, sir. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridans. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. It forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost? Would you say President Joe Biden and Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control a state government in Tallahassee?
The Republicans.
Thank you, sir.
Because they don't vote for anything.
Oh, understand.
Donald Trump wants the government not to lower interest rates before the election. Just heard it on television.
Understand, sir. Well, now, thank you so much for your opinion.
Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just so it looks good for him.
Oh,
he cuts rates after he gets elected, if he gets elected.
Okay, sir. Okay. As you may know, sir, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are here and can actually deliver results? Which statement is the one that is closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
First one.
Thank
like I said,
sir.
I'm Democrat all the way, so.
Understand. So I will need to read all the questions, but we're almost done, okay? So thank you so much for your participation. We really appreciate that. So let me continue. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting the Republican candidate for Florida State? Is it possible that you could vote for a Republican candidate if you agree with their views and positions, or it is extremely unlikely that you could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House?
Extremely likely I could never vote for a Republican.
Understand. And thinking about this past weekend, when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? While political violence is unacceptable, it does not change your view on the election that still plan voting against Donald Trump. The second one says, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country, and you will never vote for Donald Trump this November. The third one says, I have been supporting for Donald Trump, and this attempt assassination only strengthens my support for him.
No.
The first one today.
First one, yeah.
Okay. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House afterwards. Please indicate which candidate would you be more likely to vote for. Let's start with Republican Rico Smith, who has born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second stationed in MacDill Air Force Base, works as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to a state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. The second statement says, Democrat Centris Driscoll, an African-American woman who has born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and worked as a business litigator for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as a House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Which is the one that you feel more likely to vote? It would be Republican or Democrat. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? So thank you so much for your time. Mm-hmm. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for him in the election for Florida State House? Let me read the statements. The first one says, Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve an American dream of homeownership. If this is true, it will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
Don't know.
You don't know. It's okay. Don't worry. It would be more likely, less likely, or make no difference for you. That would be okay?
Difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The second one says, with trust in government at all times, laws, and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reason, Rico Smith will fight to make a state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. That makes you feel more, less likely, or no difference to vote for him.
No difference.
Thank you, sir. The next one says, Rico Smith believes the best things we can do for our future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. That makes you feel more, less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Because Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. That makes you feel more, less likely, or no different?
No difference.
Thank you, sir. The last one. Rico Smith is an apologetic supporter for our law enforcement and first responders' needs, beliefs. Residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to their jobs. That makes you feel more, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you, sir. Now, let me read you some statements about Centris Driscoll, the Democratic candidate. The first one says, since Centris Driscoll has been elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse. If this statement is true, that makes you feel more, less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. What about the next one? He says, San Francisco is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. That makes you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for him. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. San Francisco voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered to the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. That makes you feel more, less likely to vote for her, or no different?
No different.
Thank you. San Francisco opposes again giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs. Voting against Florida school choice law that has created better opportunities and educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. That makes you feel more, less likely to vote for her, or makes no difference?
I'm sorry. You're making her sound like the Republican and the other guy sound like the Democrat. You know, no difference.
Understand. Yeah, I'm just reading the questions, but it's okay. Your opinion is very important for us. And if you think that it's making no difference, that's the way we will go. Don't worry. The next statement says, San Francisco is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Drisco will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community. That makes you feel much likely, less or no different.
Less likely.
Thank you, sir. San Francisco is endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. That makes you feel more, less likely to vote for her, or it makes no difference?
What did you say about Hamas? She supports it?
The statement says, San Francisco is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
Oh, hold on. I never heard about anybody voting for opening the border. As a matter of fact, I believe he closed the border.
Understand.
Joe Biden closed the border.
Understand.
And they're only letting so many people in a week. Once they reach that number, he shuts the border. So I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand that question.
I understand. So don't worry. Let me leave it as probably no difference or... Don't know.
No difference.
Okay, thank you, sir. And San Francisco has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners. And since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. That statement, if it is true, that makes you feel more, less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
And thank you, sir.
The insurance companies are bailing out of Florida is because of all these storms we've been having. So,
okay.
I mean, they can't lose money.
Understand, sir. Taking into account everything you just heard, you continue with your opinion that you vote for Democratic candidate, right?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting for San Francisco or probably voting for San Francisco?
Repeat that?
Yeah, you will say that you definitely voting for San Francisco or probably voting for her.
Probably.
Okay, just a few questions just for demographic purposes that we're almost done with the survey. I do appreciate your time. You will now be asked short demographic questions before we finish your classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, you vote Republicans or Democrat, or you usually who vote for the Republican?
Candidate that will do the best job for the country.
I understand. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
I'm a conservative.
And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
1 year of college.
Thank you so much. And with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. We do appreciate, sir. I really hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.